Hey Mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Social media, Instagram specifically. We love it. We hate it. We love to hate it. So let's talk about it. I have been on Instagram for probably close to like 10 years, maybe longer. Facebook definitely longer. And there's been a lot of great things about being on social media in my life. I can't deny that. I have met and connected with so many amazing people, and some of which I call my real friends now, and it's led to some really cool opportunities for me throughout the years, and I'm thankful for it. I've learned more tips and tricks and hacks, whether it's beauty or fashion or motherhood or cleaning hacks or you name it. I've learned more than I can count, and while I am so grateful for it, there is also definitely a downside with it for me. So today I will backtrack. I talked about this last week a little bit. And I just, at the tail end of the episode, I just included that I was going to be going off of Instagram for the year 2023. And so I really wasn't planning on saying much else about it. But after I told some friends about it, they were like, that is so great. That sounds like such a good idea. I want to do that too. And so after hearing that response just from some friends, I thought, you know, why not just do an episode about it? I do a podcast episode about everything else. So why not just speak from my heart and share a little bit, like peel back the curtain a little bit on this kind of ongoing struggle that social media brings for me, and share a little bit more as to why I made the decision to go off of social media. So that's what we're doing today. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that my skincare routine is so sacred to me. As a busy mama, it's hard to find time to take care of myself, but doing my skincare routine at the end of the day is something I look forward to every single day. It's like a little pocket of joy in my day, and we are all about finding those little pockets of joy here at Joy Filled. And that is why I have loved and used Primally Pure for years. Primally Pure's clean, non-toxic skincare is safe, effective, and has me feeling like I just came out of the spa every single night. Plus, my skin has never looked better. Primally Pure's variety of skincare collections makes it so simple to ensure you are using products that are targeted to your specific needs. Treat yourself to some new skincare and create another pocket of joy in your day with Primally Pure. Head to the link in the episode description and use code JENNA10 to save. I'm answering why I'm going off, and yeah, we're just gonna have a little girl chat today about Instagram and all that. So, while, like I said, social media can be a really awesome place for connection and all of that, and it really has a lot of positives, I think that it's also important not to overlook the downfalls of our social media culture and society. And I think more and more people are realizing that it definitely has a downside and a dark side to it. And social media addiction is really not talked about, but it is real. It's very real. Just like any other kind of addiction is real. And so each scroll, each like, each notification, it's like a mini dopamine hit to your brain that keeps us coming back for more. And for me, I don't know if I'd go as far as saying I'm addicted, but it was definitely a problem that had been silently growing since I had been on Instagram, like since I first made an Instagram account. And it really reared its head when I became a stay-at-home mom. I had always, you know, scrolled in my spare time or in my downtime at work. But once I became a mom and I was spending my days at home and it was really, you know, it was just my baby and I, social media became the way I filled all of my time. And slowly, without even realizing it, truthfully, I began losing little pieces of myself, little pieces of my personality, just little tiny pieces of like things that I like or things that I enjoy. And with each new scroll, with each new account I followed, each 15-second story I watched, it was like, you know, I was slowly just becoming all these other people that I was getting these tidbits of their life. And I'd gotten to a place where I had been so influenced by everything I was watching, by everything I was taking in, that when it came down to it, I didn't even really know what I liked or what I disliked. And whether it's big things or little things, for me, it was the little things that really was kind of an eye-opener. Like, is this really my style or did I just see somebody else wear it on Instagram? Like, do I actually want to decorate my home in all neutral everything and not have any color anywhere in my home? Like, does that actually make me happy? Or is that just what's aesthetically pleasing on Instagram or what looks good on a story? Like, do I actually, you know, want to wear like a full face of makeup every day? Or do I just feel like I have to show up on stories? These were the thoughts that began rolling through my head, and I really just began to become aware of how much social media and specifically Instagram was affecting so much of my life. And it really became all consuming. And I was sick of it, and I actually had been sick of it for a while. So I did a few different things. You know, at the beginning of last year, I tried taking a few weeks off. I, for a while, have taken every weekend off of social media. In 2022, I took the whole summer off. And each time that I deleted that little app off my phone, I felt so free, so light. I felt permission to be exactly whoever I wanted to be. No performing, no documenting, other than just for my own benefit, for my own, you know, memories or to be able to look back on. I was really productive too. And every time I deleted the Instagram app, I remember feeling like I really like myself and I really like my life when I am not logged in to Instagram. I like who I am when I am not scrolling or storying or taking in everybody's little 15-second clips. I enjoy myself much more. I enjoy my home. I enjoy my family. I just like my life better when I am not on Instagram. And so I tried to tell myself, you know, that I could set boundaries and that I needed to be on Instagram for my business and for my podcast to grow. And, you know, everyone else seems to be making it work, so I can too. You know, it'll be fine. I can just use it to promote the podcast, or I can just use it to, you know, what's the harm in just posting some reels every week? Or, you know, maybe I can just whatever. And those things, you know, they worked for like a week and then it never really lasted and it never really wasn't really lasting, didn't give me lasting results. And I couldn't keep to the boundaries and I kept coming back to the app to scroll and waste time and be unproductive. And as I was praying about 2023 and just what God, you know, wanted for me in 2023, in the past, I've always been really into like coming up with a word for the year and a verse for the year. And this episode was actually going to be originally that, was how to come up with a word and a verse for the year. But this year I don't have a word for the year. I don't have a verse for the year because it works for some people and it's great for some people. But for me, this year specifically, I just feel like I don't want to pre-decide what God is going to do in my life. Obviously, it's, you know, it's like I have intentions and I have things that I want to see. You know, I have a vision for the type of person I want to be at the end of the year. I have goals for my business. I have a vision for our family and all of that. And all of that is great. But I just, to box it into one word or one verse, this year just felt, it felt contradictory to what I feel in my heart God doing and God stirring in me, because I feel like there's going to be lots of words and lots of verses to sum up this year. And I don't want to confine it down to just one. So it's a little side tangent. But as I was praying about that, about what God wanted for my year and for 2023, I really felt, you know, there hasn't been very many times when I've felt God speak clearly. Usually God speaks to me with like an idea or a thought in my head. But this was, I felt very clearly God tell me to delete Instagram for the year. And specifically, I felt him say to me, watch me do more with your less. I've known that I needed to let go of Instagram for a while, but I was making excuses like I needed it for my business. I needed it for my podcast. I needed to be able to have, like, of course the podcast needs an Instagram page. Of course I need an Instagram page if I'm hosting a podcast. You know, it's a great way to build it to support a business. Like, of course I need more people coming to finding me and all of that. And I was making excuses. And so God specifically said to me, watch me do more with your less. And at that point, it's so clear in my brain. I was doing laundry. I was loading the washer. And it just popped into my head. Like, it was so clearly God. And I was like, okay. Like, at that point, there really wasn't much of a decision to be made on my part. Either I walk in obedience and I trust the Lord, or I don't. For me, there's no choice. Of course I'm going to walk in obedience. Of course I'm going to trust God. Like, I have built my life on his word and on his firm foundation. And so of course I'm going to trust him. When he says go, when he says stay, when he says delete the app, when he says watch me do more, I'm going to say, okay, God, I'll take you at your word. And so, man, ugh, does obedience feel good? I cannot even, maybe someday I'll share specifics, but I made this decision as of today. I made this decision probably about a month ago. And just in that month, the things that God has done in my life and also specifically like in with the podcast, things that I've been praying for coming to fruition like at the snap of a finger, it's insane. Like before 2023 even hit, I could see God just like, there's so much blessing in my obedience and in choosing to walk with him and trust him in deleting Instagram. And so I share all this with you to say, first and foremost, if you feel God nudging you to do something, don't delay. Because the other side of obedience, I can tell you as I speak in it already, it's the beginning of the year. And I already can see God's hand and the goodness of him and the blessing in obedience already. I can't wait to see what the rest of the year will look like. Obviously, it's not going to be floating on clouds. You know, there's going to be hardship. There's always hardship. But I can't wait to see the blessing that will continue to, I believe, pour out on just this podcast and this community. And so I just want you to know that if you feel God nudging you to do something this year, whatever it is, whether it be big or small, there is so much freedom and blessing on the other side of obedience. Like I keep looking at my husband and I'm like, is this what obedience feels like? Like I feel like I've been pretty obedient to God, but sheesh, is like, to be obedient in something that feels this huge, it feels so good and it is so freeing. And it, like, I just feel like, why didn't I do this sooner? And so if you feel a tug in your spirit or an idea in your head that won't go away, or just that, you know, that feeling in your belly, like, you know when God is speaking to you, you know how he speaks to you, and you know when it's his voice. And so whatever it is, however wild it feels, if there's something that God is asking of you this year, I just want you to obey and trust him and walk in that obedience, because you will see the goodness of God in ways that you never thought possible when you are obedient to his call. And number two, I wasn't going to share any of this with you about, like I said earlier, I wasn't going to share the details of why I decided to go off social media and just the struggle that I've had with it over the years. Scrolling too much, spending too much time on the app, you know, comparison and insecurity, and just, I feel like I've let it make me small, honestly, and I have allowed it to warp my view of myself, and I feel like I am relearning how to see myself the way God sees me, and how to see potential in myself, and how to just allow myself to take up space again, basically. And I know that it feels really deep. Maybe Instagram isn't that deep for you. Maybe you're able to just go on and off whenever you feel. But for me, I first got on Instagram when I was like in high school. So it's been a long time of just spending way too much time on an app and consuming everyone else's lives. And it's been a struggle, and it's something that I've struggled with silently for a long time, and it's affected me, I think, more than I originally realized, and I thought that I could handle it, but I have been off Instagram officially for, what's the date today? 4 days, and I already feel just so much lighter and more free and more productive and more mental clarity and more sure of myself, more confident. I'm sticking to routines better. I'm waking up earlier. I'm going to bed earlier. Like, I just feel like my life is so much better. So anyways, I wasn't going to share any of the behind the scenes of this. I was just going to kind of do it without saying anything. But if I've learned anything on this podcasting ride, it's that I am never the only one feeling or going through something. And so if you can relate to any of the things that I shared today about social media and the struggle of comparison or insecurity or just having it make you see yourself in a small way or, you know, destroying your self-worth, like if you relate to that, maybe it's time to take a step back and reevaluate if it's time for a social media break for you too. Whether temporary or permanent, that's up to you. But I just want to give you permission and an invitation to join me in this if it's something that would benefit you. I know that our culture and our society makes it feel like you need to be on Instagram. You know, you need to update family. You need to... Well, how could I not be on Instagram? Everybody's on Instagram. Everything's on Instagram. I get it. I felt some of that too, but really, you don't need it. And you really don't. The only thing you need is Jesus. And that's the truth. So here's my invitation. Take it or leave it. But I have just realized that we get one beautiful, incredible life, and we get one beautiful, incredible, super short season with our kids at home. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste it scrolling and storying and watching everyone else have their season with their kids at home and watching my years just waste away scrolling on Instagram. God wants more for me in my own personal life, and maybe for you too. If Instagram is a struggle for you, if you have a hard time with managing your time on the app, or if you know you spend too much time scrolling, you know you have, you know, insecurity or comparison issues because of it, maybe it's time to just take a step back and evaluate if it's really beneficial for you. You're worth it. Your kids are worth it. And today I just really felt like I needed to just share from my heart what's going on with me, and this is kind of a big decision, so I just wanted to keep you in the loop, and I so that way you don't worry about me if you are noticing that I am silent on Instagram, this is why. I'm gonna pray for you like always, but before I do, I did want to say that I love, one of my favorite things about Instagram is when you DM me your stories of how you found the podcast or how a certain episode impacted you. I know that there have been times when some of you have shared really personal things with me, or asked for prayer or things like that. And I love being able to connect with you in that way, to be able to hear your stories, to be able to pray for you. I know I've sent countless like voice message prayers to you, and I love being able to do that and just really tangibly link arms with you outside of, you know, a one-sided, like you listening to a podcast episode. And so while I'm not on Instagram, I want you to know that you can always email joyfilledpod@gmail.com if you have a story to share, or you just have something that you want to share with me or connect or anything like that. If it's, you know, something that's a little bit more personal and you don't want to like post it in our Facebook group, which I still am active in as much as I can be. So if you want to share a story with me or connect with me, you can always email joyfilledpod@gmail.com, or like always, you can join our Facebook community group that is always linked in the description. And we have some updates and some changes coming to the community group, so I can't wait to share those with you. Hopefully in the next few weeks we'll be sharing that. I'm excited. This year, my goals really for this podcast is to just connect with you and build community with you further, and be able to just have a lot more connection and go deeper with you beyond just the podcast. And so we're rolling out some new ways to do that, and I am so, so excited. So hopefully in the next few weeks, be on the lookout for an announcement about our new and improved community group. And now I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for the time that we've been able to spend together today. First and foremost, I pray that you bless her in whatever she's doing, whether it's folding laundry or doing the dishes or taking a minute to have some time to herself during nap time or going on a walk. Wherever she's at, Lord, I pray that you would just bless her and cover her. God, give her joy unspeakable. Give her peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I pray that you would just be with her, God, that she would never forget that you are with her, you are walking with her, and you are always with her. God, I thank you for that we can trust you at your word. And I pray that if there's anything that's tugging on our hearts this year, God, that you would just give us the courage to be obedient, because we know that in obedience there is blessing and there is freedom and there is so much goodness. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you that you are so good. I pray just a covering over families and kids and homes. I pray joy in homes. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.